Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
What a week it has been in the glorious New Mexico and Albuquerque, where we all live. Hope everybody is safe and secure and healthy. A lot of things going on in our world. I heard Skip in his Bible study just before the program started talking about this as the remote environment. Today we are joined remotely by our good friend John Chitwood. John, how are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. John, I feel like a lousy friend because all I do is call you when I have something wrong with my car or I want you to be on the radio.
That's more like family, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you see it that way because we love you and we appreciate you. And we wanted to find out about your family and how everything is going during this outbreak and talk about Southern Boulevard Automotive. So how is your family?
Everybody is well and healthy. You know, there's nothing that I'm glad I can say this. Mm-hmm. And that is that I don't know of any individual personally or a friend of a friend of a friend that has it, you know, so, and that's a good thing, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, we don't want anybody to have it.
Right.
But I don't know of anybody personally. So, no, everybody is well. Everybody, all my technicians are well, and everything is actually really going good. God is blessing us, that's for sure.
You know, I have a friend of mine that is a healthcare worker. He is actually out in California, and he came down with the virus really, really early, right when it first came to California. And he, of course, now has already recovered and counted among those statistics. In fact, he's trying to participate right now he's provided blood and some other things as part of this developing a vaccine or some treatments for the disease. And he didn't really ever experience any real significant symptoms. He had a little bit of a fever for about 4 days, but, you know, only in like the 99 degree range.
Right.
Nausea, none of that kind of stuff. And so he's pretty healthy, didn't have any trouble breathing, did have a little bit of a cough, but he says that's all gone and he feels great. So good to know.
Good.
Now tell us about Southern Boulevard Automotive. We've spoken to a couple of our car dealer sponsors. They're, of course, the sales side of the car dealerships are deemed non-essential. They're kind of fighting that because I think cars are pretty essential, but they are, for the time being, only open in their service departments. And, of course, you do a lot of service, and we wanted to check
that's
on
all I do.
We wanted to check on you and see how people can get a hold of you and what kind of precautions you're taking. So tell us what's going on and what your reaction is from a business standpoint.
I mean, obviously, you know, things have slowed down, you know, a little bit. I mean, we're still, you know, obviously very busy, but, you know, things have slowed down a bit, you know, because you don't have that that traffic on the road because people are staying home. Mm-hmm. A lot of the repairs that we're seeing are literally just that repair of something that actually broke. No maintenance. You know, maintenance is way down because, you know, that's just non-essential right at the moment, you know, to a point.
Right.
You know, it's not detrimental. But, you know, we're getting the things that we're seeing are this thing's broken right now, my check engine light's on, stuff like this that is, you know, that is detrimental to the car.
Mm.
You know, we're not seeing, you know, any of the maintenance stuff go on, which, you know, was to be expected for sure. But we are open. Obviously, you know, we're asking our customers, you know, that, you know, hey, if you are semi-sick or whatever, you know, to drop off the car, let us know about it so we can go in, or if they can go in and disinfect, we'll go in and disinfect.
Mm.
Don't leave any, you know, dirty Kleenexes in your car. You know, I mean, we don't want to be around it. And you have to know, I mean, because we actually come in contact with a lot of people's items.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we're touching their steering wheel. We touch the shifter. We're in there. We're breathing the air that they were breathing. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, people have that common sense where they can say, okay, I'm feeling bad. I got to let somebody know about it.
Well, John, I want to address a couple things. I know that you do offer some free towing. So if you have a
Correct.
Catastrophic kind of issue, tell us about your towing services and how you would pick up a car and that type of thing.
Well, what it is we tow for free within a 10-mile radius, and then after that, it's $5 a mile. So in other words, if somebody was 11 miles away, it'd be $5.
Mm.
And that's just not for catastrophic repair.
Okay.
That could also be like, you know, there is a minimum. There is, you know, a 1 hour labor minimum charge that's, okay, now this goes toward repair,
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, in other words, we're towing for free when we do the repair, not just towing for free to tow for free.
Mm.
But that is available. We, you know, are doing that for people too. We've actually extended it now, you know, to 15 miles. That way it helps people out a little bit further, you know, mm-hmm. while we're in this, you know, the virus, stage mm-hmm. of the game, you know, until that's all over. But, and pray that it will be soon.
Yes.
But, you know, we're doing our best, you know, to help anybody. Like, okay, you know, if you don't feel like you should get out, but you have to get your car repaired, just call us. We'll tow it in for free and take care of the repair. But the pickup, that's a different story. So they've got to come pick up the car.
Okay. Yeah, they have to come by and grab the car from you. Now, are people exactly. able to, you know, pay you? I guess I'm thinking the cleanest way to pay somebody right now is by a credit card type thing. I'm not
over
sure.
Over the phone.
Over the phone. Okay, so
yeah.
you can actually do that
do
on
it
the,
over
phone.
The phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I do it over the phone, you know, and everybody usually has an extra key, and we just put the receipt in the vehicle, and they're good to go.
Oh, so and you're disinfecting the keys that you have and wiping everything down after you're done. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a really, really thoughtful way mm-hmm. to help people with the car repairs. John, one of the reasons, I should remind all our listeners, we're on the phone now with John Chitwood. He's the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive. You, of course, hear his spots on KNKT very frequently, and one of the things that John always does is liken taking care of your car to living the Christian life. And John, I really appreciate that. Every time we have you on, I get three or four emails from people that say, hey, next time John is on, ask him about this. So I do have one I want to inject right now, because you're talking about people not really doing a lot of normal maintenance items, which kind of concerns me, because this first one I thought was kind of interesting. And the listener emailed us and said, my brakes squeak when I brake while backing up. Is that a warning signal that I need new brakes?
And it could be. Mm. You know, it really could be, because on the brake pads have a little piece of metal that's actually riveted to the side, and it's bent over, and it actually protrudes a little bit further than the metal on the backing of the plate where the pad is. So what happens is when the pad gets so thin, it'll hit that little striking plate first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be that it's hitting that striker, or it could be they've got something kind of like in their pad. I mean, it could be brake dust, it could be sand, or it could be actually hitting the striker. So, yes, they could definitely need brakes.
But it probably is something they need to get checked out. I mean, you could drive a month on something like that, and maybe you have no brake pad left, right?
Exactly, and then you end up chewing up the rotors, and you have to replace the rotors, and then that just, you know, more money out of the pocket.
Right. So we want to encourage everybody that if you have issue with your car, you can call Southern Boulevard Automotive. They're located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. Their phone number is 505-892-2300. John, you've already talked a little bit about the safety protocols you are putting together to protect your staff and your customers. What are the essential things people need to be paying attention to right now with their cars? Things like fluid levels and those type of things?
Yeah, fluid levels, check engine warning lights. You know, something that a lot of people don't know, that is if your check engine light comes on and it's on solid, what that means is something then the computer deems to be there's a failure somewhere that could actually, you know, obviously cause more problems. But if your check engine light is flashing, and this is only on some of the really newer models, you know, you're only talking the last, you know, 7-8 years, that if your check engine light starts to flash, you literally need to shut the car off. That's telling you that, you know, you're causing catastrophic damage, whether to the engine or really to the catalytic converter, because something is just pouring fuel down your pipe and it's going to melt the catalytic converter out.
Mm. Well, there's a lot goes on now that we're all kind of isolated and we're not able to just stop by quite as conveniently. But are you still open to people Can they come by and have you
check
out those warnings? And what do you do, have them kind of stand outside while you're checking it out? Or do they have to leave it for a couple hours?
No. We actually will go outside with them, you know, because, I mean, you're outside. You know, obviously it's just a little bit of distancing, and for the most part, we've actually seen really our customers are great. I mean, they really, they have the common sense. You know, like, you know, we're not sitting here, you know, I've not seen anybody come in sniveling or coughing or anything like that, which you know, that is common sense. We have to, like, okay, you know, if I have those symptoms, I just need to stay away from everybody.
Sure.
But no, they've been really, really great. They're coming in, they leave the windows rolled down so the air can actually just blow it through, stuff like that. You know, I mean, really just common sense, and they've been really great. And we'll just go outside with them and scan it for them real quick.
John, I thought about you the other day because I'm driving down Southern Boulevard, turned off of 20th Street or Unser, and I turned right and I'm headed east on Southern, and I passed by your car dealership, and no farther down the road than maybe 100 yards, I see a car coming west on the other side of the road, and I literally could not imagine how they could see out of their windshield. It was so dirty. The last time we talked, you said that there's some really simple things like clean your windows.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And here's the deal. It's people, it's like with anything. People get used to it.
Mm.
They get used to it because they start out with this clean window, and what ends up happening is the oils and the greases on top of the dashboard, the sun hits it, and those start vaporing up and sticking to the windshield, but they don't see it. It's very, very gradual. So they get in and they're used to it. The only time they'll ever see it is if they accidentally touch the windshield in front of them, all of a sudden there's a clean line, and then that bugs them and they want to clean the window.
Well, and I can testify, especially in the wintertime where I have not done a great job of scraping off the ice or something, which we don't probably have to worry about now. Of course, as soon as I say that, we'll have a deep freeze as we get into April.
Okay. Way to go, Jim.
Yeah, that was a bad thing to say. Well, and I don't know why God does that, but a lot of times when you just say, oh, it's spring, we're going to be getting warm, all of a sudden he hits us with a cold spell. But I'm actually really hoping that it gets really warm, because I'm reading that at temperatures over 80 degrees, the coronavirus does not do well. And very similar to the flu, it kind of goes dormant. So I'm hoping that this is one of those days, or this one of those years where we get heated up pretty fast. I know Phoenix is already around 80 degrees and Tucson's about 85. So I'm hoping that that starts to help those folks in those communities. And I saw 80 degree temperatures down in southern New Mexico this past week. So that was probably pretty good news. John Chitwood on the phone with Southern Boulevard Automotive. He's a longtime sponsor of programming on KNKT. Southern Boulevard Automotive is open for business, 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. Their phone number is 505-892-2300. We're going to be back after these messages with John, and we'll also be taking calls. If you have a car issue or something going on that you'd like him to talk to you about, please call us at 505-338-5790. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old-school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new-school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT.
The impact of a spiritual father. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Three-time Super Bowl champion Coach Joe Gibbs speaks of a time when, as an assistant football coach at the University of Arkansas, he found a spiritual dad. His name was George Therrell. George taught an adult Sunday school class at his church and had a tremendous impact on Gibbs. In my interview with Coach Gibbs, he says of his spiritual father, "George took me under his wing. After I left Arkansas, we would talk every week, and I knew George was directed by the Lord because he came from a completely different world and yet would say things to me where I knew that God had to have told him this." What if the next Joe Gibbs is in your life? Do you have a walk with God that would influence that young person to become as effective, grounded, and influential as Joe Gibbs? Genesis 6:9 says of Noah, "Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God."
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive, on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Hope everybody's had a great week. John, in what you've told us about how you're conducting business now, very well thought through about how to protect your customers and your employees. So if you have something going on with your car right now, you can stop by Southern Boulevard Automotive and have them check it out even while you're there. The repair may take a while if you decide to have it repaired, so you'll either have to make arrangements to pick your car up a little bit later or possibly have it towed into the car dealership. John, you have done a certain style, if you will, of what I will call advertising combo ministry. And I wanted to ask you about those spots and why you've taken that approach.
Well, you know, it's interesting how, you know, how things actually, you know, change and morph into something. I mean, because, you know, I was approached back in 2001 regarding if I wanted to advertise on KNKT. And, you know, so I thought about it. Yeah, sure, no problem. And we try to come up with all these, you know, about business and stuff like that.
Marketing and type things.
Exactly, exactly. And the more, but I was so engrossed and so in, you know, in tune with the teachings and everything and the ministry that KNKT does, I wanted to be a part of that. So what I ended up doing, I was like, you know what? I said, you know, if I could take my 1 minute spot, I said, and plug for Christ and go, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, Southern Boulevard Automotive. You know, then that's what I want to do. and so, and each one of them, you know, literally, I mean, you know, cause I write them all myself. And, you know, there, I mean, like I've told, you know, Steve Ryman, I said, there, you know, I said, all of a sudden they'll just come to me. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. That's biblical. Yeah, I like that. You know, and then so I write it down and end up running in and recording it. But I love it because, you know, it's just something I want to get people to think. I just want people to think, you know, not emotionally, but logically through, you know, are there catastrophic things in your life that's, you know, that's happening that you're not taking care of that you need to? You know, and you see it and it coalesces with the engine breakdown. You know, a lot of times you'll see catastrophic breakdowns just because someone didn't do maintenance. You know, all they had to do was go in and have the oil changed. That was it. But now you're, you know, $3,000 and $4,000 into an engine because you didn't do maintenance.
Yeah, I remember years ago I helped rebuild a Datsun 240Z for one of my three sisters. And I won't mention which one because I'll probably get slapped for telling the story anyway. And built this beautiful car, redid the engine. My mom helped me with the interior. I mean, the whole thing was really cherry, had a nice paint job. And about 3 months of her driving it, 90 days into it, all of a sudden she calls me and says, oh, I'm broken down by the side of the road. Well, the engine was one solid mass of metal because she did not put oil in the car. And it was just, you know, the engine was gone. And, of course, replacing the motor on that car was going to be more expensive than the car was worth. So that ended up being a parts car after that.
Right.
So you have to do some basic maintenance.
You
liken that to studying the Word.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, you think about this, and I've thought about this. If someone would take the initiative to check their car, the oil levels, the belts, whatever, every single day. Let's just say they did. You know, I know it's impractical, but every single day, let's say they could do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how well would that car be maintained? And you would say it has to be maintained well, because all of a sudden you're going to see, hey, look, that belt's cracked. Oh, hey, I got a little bit of a leak here. And you could see all these things, you know, day by day. Now, you liken that to your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you take that 1 hour every single day and you pour it into your relationship with Jesus Christ and studying God's Word, how well would you be running at that time as well?
Yeah. You definitely wouldn't.
That's what you have to liken it to.
That's right. No, it's perfectly logical. And we, of course, I want to thank you, because the sponsorship of KNKT really holds up this ministry and allows us to communicate to people. And I think it's especially important right now because people are at home. One of the reasons we wanted to have you on the phone is because people are still having car problems, and they have to
right.
go out and get food, and they have to do this and that. They have medical issues. They have all kinds of things that are separate from the coronavirus. And a lot
right.
of us kind of feel paralyzed, like we can't go do anything. But if it's absolutely essential. Now, you can probably, if your oil light comes on, you probably need to know how to check your oil level. Coach us on that a little bit. Is that something you could kind of describe in general, how people need to do a couple, like they could check their fluid levels with their radiator? Now most, you don't have to take the cap off your radiator. Most of the time you have a little overflow or a fill-up area. Tell us a little bit about what we're looking at when we open up a hood.
Right. Well, first of all, you have to have, if you don't know, have someone show you and locate the oil dipstick. And you know, I have to admit, sometimes you'll open up a hood and you look at the car like, well, where's the dipstick?
Mm.
And, you find it. Now, when you pull a dipstick, obviously you want to do this with the engine warm. You don't have to do it with it blistering hot. But with warm, that means all the oil will settle to the bottom a lot quicker because it's thinner. Pull a dipstick out, wipe it off with a rag, make sure it's nice and clean, put it back down in all the way,
mm-hmm.
pull it back out without touching it, without touching the very bottom of it, and see if where the oil level is. And they all have indicators on there. They'll have it where they say there's a safe area, and it's usually cross-hatched area on the metal part of the stick, and they'll say full, and then add, and just see, make sure you're right in the middle. If you're right in the middle, you're safe. If you're getting closer to the fill line, then add a half a quart.
Mm. You know,
and as far as the antifreeze goes,
yeah, tell us about that.
Like you said, you do have the bottle on the side. Now, the only problem with that is some of these bottles, you get a couple years under a car, and that bottle starts to discolor, and you really can't. Am I really seeing what I think I'm seeing? So the best thing to do is just get a flashlight, and turn it on and put it right on top of the bottle. Making the light go down into the bottle, mm-hmm. and it'll show you your level pretty easily.
Right, John. If you go by one of our auto parts stores and you buy a mm-hmm. gallon of antifreeze, can you mm-hmm. pour straight antifreeze into that area?
You shouldn't. Okay, and what I mean by that, not that you don't put antifreeze in that area, but straight antifreeze, no. It has to be diluted to a 50-50 ratio, 50% antifreeze, 50% water.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know
generally
this.
You can buy it that way.
Yeah, you can buy it that way, but I've also seen people just pouring straight pure antifreeze right directly into their radiator fill-up, and that's not a good thing.
Well, it's not that it's not a good thing. It's just, it's a heavier liquid, what ends up happening, like some of Ford products, you can't use just straight antifreeze because it won't actually cool, the antifreeze won't cool down fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had some Mustangs that required more of a 60-40, 60% water, 40% antifreeze, or they would overheat.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, you know, when the factory recommendation is 50-50, you stick with that 50-50.
One of the things that I know, John, you do in normal circumstances and normal times is you actually take people under their cars when you have them up on the rack.
Oh, yeah.
Or you take them into the engine compartment and you say, okay, here's the dipstick, here's the fill areas, et cetera. And I know that because you've done that with me. Now, I know that's not something you can do right now because of the coronavirus. But I want people to keep in mind, you know, this too shall pass. We're going to be past this,
right.
And there's a lot of things. John, one of the ideas that you and I have tossed around for a while, and I'm really wanting to try to organize this hopefully sometime this summer, is you've offered to come and be in the parking lot at Calvary of Albuquerque and maybe have a couple of your folks come over and help people understand how to change tires, how to check these fluid levels. So kind of recap for us one more time the things that people either need to learn now, especially during these times, and how they can be extra safe doing some self-checks. And then I'm sure you're always available for them to call if they have issues coming.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, anybody can call me. I'd be more than happy to go over it with them. And, you know, my manager, Cody, and I, you know, we'll both be more than happy just to go over with them. Even come by and we'll show you. You know, one of the things right now that I would say, you know, you need to be aware of is, like, when was the last time you got your oil changed? You know, just, you know, keep that in mind, okay? Two, you need to know how to check your oil level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make sure, you know, hey, am I about to blow my motor? Because, you know, right now I'm driving, and in a little while I'm going to be walking. Two or three, I would, you know, they need to learn and need to look at your tires. You know, are they low? You know, do I have a tire pressure warning light on that I've been ignoring?
Mm.
Have I walked around my car and looked at the tires? Have I looked at the edges? I mean, do I have plenty of tread? You know, stuff like that, you know. And have I looked under my vehicle? Do I have leaks that are leaving? I'm leaving a little puddle every time I stop somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. I mean, these are just, you know, are common sense items that you just need to look at. Once in a while, just pull your windshield wipers on and spray the windshield washer on there to make sure that the windshield wipers actually work.
Mm.
There's so many times I've had people come in here, it's downpouring rain like yesterday, and they come in, they go, I didn't even know. My wiper's off, and I scratched my windshield.
Mm.
There's a lot of different things that you can do just by, you know, going through the items on your car. I've had people that never roll down their windows, and then all of a sudden they roll them down, and they won't go back up.
Mm.
So there's a lot of different things that all I can say is, you know, just like with anything, work it. Work it, work it, work it. You know, check your windows. Do they go up and down? Turn on your headlights. Do I have a headlight bulb out? Does my brights work? Do my lows work?
Mm.
Do my turn signals work? Is it flashing really fast? There's a lot of different things you can go off on, you know, to look at.
John, I might be exaggerating the importance of what you're describing right now, but if you're the pilot of an airplane, you have to do these things every time you fly. You have to do a pre-flight check. It's kind of important to do that same thing on your car, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, because if you you think about it, if you did that every single time that you went out and started the car, you know, how much more would you be aware of what your car really needs?
Mm.
And the answer is you would be.
Yeah. John, it sounds like right now, based on a little less traffic and things, that this might be a great time to actually get your car repaired, because you can drop off your car. You're going to go home anyway, and you guys have a full crew going and get your car fixed up. So if you've been delaying for any reason, it might be a good time to head over to Southern Boulevard Automotive. They're located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast, Rio Rancho, 87124. They also have a website, southernboulevardautomotive.com. What's available on your website, John, for people when they go to it?
Well, it's really just information. You can email me through there,
mm-hmm.
But the best is to always call, because, you know, when we're constantly on the phone, we don't get a lot of chances to get to the email. So I would say, you know, because there's not a lot of stand around time. So just call the 892-2300. And again, you don't have to have a catastrophic failure for us to tow your vehicle for free, especially if you don't want to get out, and we don't blame the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if they want us to tow the vehicle, I'd be more than happy to do so.
Absolutely. We're going to be back with more from John Chitwood. We've got three or four other questions from listeners that have emailed in questions. And if you'd like to talk to John this afternoon, feel free to give us a call at 505-338-5790. More with ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
I'll call it mental or creative energy. Now, in my line of work, this tank is the most difficult to keep filled. I'll just tell you a little bit about what I do. On top of leading our church that has about 750 employees in 33 different locations, on top of all that, I'll write about 60 different talks, meaning a sermon or a leadership talk a year. That's more than one a week. So I have to really keep this tank full. For me, I do this by doing two things, by taking in and by giving out. Taking in and giving out, let me explain. Taking in is being in any kind of environment that helps me intellectually or stimulates my creativity. For me, as an extrovert, it generally happens when I'm around people.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Now that you found the girl of your dreams, let us help you find the ring of her dreams. Whether you're worried about your budget, what to look for in a diamond, or even which ring to choose that will make her eyes light up, we've got you covered. We've got the best prices in Albuquerque, the largest selection in the state, and we're the only jeweler that allows you to exchange your ring for one full year, even if we custom designed it. You found your girl, and now you found your jeweler. John Thomas Jewelers, 2440 Louisiana Boulevard, on the third floor of the Lewis University building.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com. or 505-884-8584.
Skip Heitzik shares a lesson with you from the story of Israel's temple.
What inspired them to finish the task was the preaching of these two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
It's amazing how God uses people to inspire change. Skip has a question for you.
What work is God calling you to? Is there something that you started, but you just sort of got discouraged and stopped pursuing? You stopped building?
Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. Now this.
You know, in Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I don't think that means just read your Bible every day and God will give you your little heart's desires. I don't think it means that.
Follow the Connect with Skip Heitzik podcast on Spotify.
He will put his desire in your heart so you have a new desire you never had before. God gave me different desires. Delight yourself in the Lord. See what desires he puts within you to finish the task.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. You can reach them at 892-2300. John, what are your hours now? Are they pretty much the same?
Yeah, they're the same. We're here from 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
You're an early morning guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm usually up by 4:45.
Well, that's a good thing. Hey, how about another question from a listener? And I think I know the answer to this one, but I thought it was interesting. One of our listeners writes in, my car squeals really, really loud when I first started in the morning, and the squeal will go away in about 20 seconds. What could this be?
Well, go ahead. Take a stab at it.
I think it's a fan belt.
Correct.
Maybe loose.
Well, yes. One of two things.
Okay.
Either it is the belt. Well, guaranteed it's going to be the belt no matter what.
Okay.
But it's either loose, dry, or the tensioner, the automatic tensioner, has gone bad.
Mm.
See, like on a lot of your, 99% of all the serpentine belts out there have an automatic tensioner where it's spring-loaded from the factory. It has an OEM specification of tension on the belt, so that's how it runs. And, you know, the belt stretch and everything is compensated by this automatic tensioner. Now, if that tensioner goes weak or the spring breaks, then it'll squeal the same way until the belt actually heats up, and then it starts to grab and it won't squeal anymore. Or, like you said, it could be like a V-belt or something like this that's just, you know, out of adjustment, loose, dry, or old.
Mm.
But it is definitely a loose belt in some shape or form.
You know, reading this question and listening to your answer gets me thinking about a couple of trips that I've taken the last 3 or 4 years. I have had 3 children living out in San Diego, and that's about a 12-hour drive. And the last couple of times I've gone, I have stopped by the side of the road to help people that are stranded. And both situations, I have found broken fan belts. The serpentine belt is the most common now, where there's like one belt that kind of controls everything. It controls the water pump and the alternator and all of that. And it's kind of hard to weave it through. You have to kind of look at a map on the engine to figure out how to put it in there. But what reminds me of this, when I'm laughing, we haven't talked about it, and I probably should have included this in the questions, is one of the general maintenance items you really need to check are your belts. Because as you just said, the heat and the lack of humidity here dries those belts out, and they really need to be checked, especially before you go on a trip.
Agreed. And now what they're making the belts out of, the new neoprene that they're actually making the belts out of, doesn't crack like the old rubber ones do.
Mm.
Okay? So exactly. So it'll actually hide the problem. So what happens on the old belts, you could look at them and you look at where the belt actually, you know, goes around a pulley and turns and bends, and you could see cracks and you could say, yeah, right there. See, that belt needs to be replaced. But now they don't crack anymore. What ends up happening is the grooves in the belt, since they don't crack, they get wore down as, you know, because you have multiple grooves on a serpentine belt, and the grooves will actually go down into the belt and start wearing it down that way. Well, the problem is this is actually worse because when it cuts down far enough, it'll actually just shred that belt.
Mm.
Okay.
And then your engine just shuts down.
You're not running on anything. We have one of these last week on a BMW. It wadded the belt up in a ball, and then shoved it into the electric fan. We had to take the electric fan apart and, you know, thank the Lord that it actually, you know, didn't hurt the electric fan, but it was wound up in it, in the motor part of it, that we had to take it all apart. So now what we have to do is we use depth gauges to make sure that, you know, is the belt good or is it bad?
Mm. John, how about carrying a few extra things in your trunk or in some kind of container, a bag or something in your car? Should you carry an extra serpentine belt? Should you have a set of jumper cables? What kind of safety items should you have in your car?
You know what? It's a catch-22. One, and unless you're someone who knows how and are very mechanically inclined to, you know, put a serpentine belt on, I would say, 90% of people driving cars can't do it.
Yeah. I would also say that the majority of engineers that design these cars have never actually replaced one on a car themselves either, nor have they ever done any mechanic work, because I see these engines jammed into these small engine compartments, and only people like Southern Boulevard Automotive can figure out how to fix them.
Well, you know what? There's a ton of truth to what you're saying, because you know, some of the common things that go out on vehicles, you know, as a lot of people know, you know, the starter on a motor, the alternator, or the water pump. And a lot of these new vehicles that are coming out, it's like, who's really thinking about where these things are? You know, Cadillac has the starter underneath the intake manifold. You know, it's like, you know, why would you do that? You know, the alternator is buried where you almost have to, you know, drop the cradle on the motor to get to. Or the water pump is driven by the timing chain inside the engine, and when it goes and leaks, it leaks its water into the oil and blows the motor.
Oh my goodness.
Who thinks of these things? You know, it's like, you know, I mean, if you know it's going to go, why would you put it in there to fail?
Yeah.
But you're correct. But as far as carrying stuff, you know, down the road, you know, I always suggest, take a couple quarts of oil. You never know.
Yeah.
Take a couple gallons of water. You never know. And this is not just for you, but for someone else that may be broken down.
Yeah.
But as far as a serpentine belt, I would say no. And, you know, and it's a catch-22 on the jumper cables. We have done thousands over the years, you know, of repairs where people, I mean, countless repairs of people jump-starting the cars and crossing the cables.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, and anywhere from just, you know, blown fuses that it caused to taking out computers.
Yeah.
Or melting wiring. I've seen it all. But we tow those in all the time.
Mm.
Just all the time. Hundreds of them. You know, and, you know, so that's a catch-22 when someone says, should I just jump it? Well, if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you could damage that car and yours as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, that's something that we need to do. We need to teach people some of these basic things, because when you're out on the road, you know, you're traveling between, you know, Albuquerque and Gallup, you've got pretty long stretches where you're pretty far away from civilization. So to me, having that extra quart of oil, having a serpentine belt, but of course, learn how to do this. Not that I want people
exactly.
to be.
And have the proper tool.
Yeah, and have a couple of little tools. How about having a jack? How important is that, John?
If you don't know how to change a tire, the jack is going to be useless.
Yeah, but you need to learn.
You know what I'm saying? And that, which is what we were talking about. I would love to do a seminar someday, like in the church parking lot, and have people come and say, like, let's show you how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but every vehicle comes with a jack. Every single vehicle comes with a jack and tire tools. You know, but if you don't know where they are, how to use them, how to set them up, it'll really do you no good.
Well, you know, we've got a new sponsor coming on KNKT. It's called Sergio's Bakery and Cafe. They're located up in the Fidelity Square Shopping Center in the northeast corner of Wyoming and Candelaria. I'm going to talk them into providing some goodies. Now, Jennifer Bryant, my nurse nutrition counselor, is going to yell at me because I'm telling everybody to come down and eat these pastries and great cakes and everything from Sergio's, but we'll do that in the parking lot at Calvary. I'll have to work on that as we get through this coronavirus, John. It'll be a really good idea. Hey, we have one more segment with John. John is the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive. Our listeners know that you've been a longtime supporter. They hear your spots very frequently. We want to make sure everybody knows that Southern Boulevard Automotive is open for business and ready to help you. They have towing available, and you can even drive by and get them to take a look at your vehicle. They have some safety protocols in place to protect themselves and you as a customer. So keep that in mind. Their phone number is 892-2300, of course, area code 505. More with John in our final segment. Stay with us.
Can church still happen when church is closed? It already is. With Calvary Church at Home, all regularly scheduled Calvary Church services are still happening. Our midweek and weekend services are broadcast online at live.calvarynm.church, so we can continue to pray, worship, and receive biblical teaching even when we can't gather together as a congregation. So don't miss worship with battle drums. Plus a fresh teaching from Pastor Skip Heitzig on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8, 9:45, or 11 a.m. During Calvary at-home services, you can engage in live chat with Calvary Church pastors. Submit prayer requests and let us know how we can help you with your next step in growing in your relationship with Jesus and people. And if you're healthy and willing, host or join a watch party with five or fewer friends, neighbors, or family members. And join us together for Calvary Church at Home at live.calvarynm.church.
You like Stargirl. I don't really know her. But maybe if you did, you might.
In the new Disney Plus movie Stargirl, we meet a remarkable teen who, despite her name, is not an alien. But she does wear funky clothes, she plays a ukulele, and she doesn't care what anyone thinks of her. A struggling guy named Leo is drawn to Stargirl's eccentric confidence. Romance blossoms, and she helps Leo and her new friends learn how to be more comfortable in their own skin. Stargirl delivers great messages about self-acceptance and caring for others, but there's a touch of smooching, and Stargirl talks about meditation. These concerns are fairly minor ones here, so we're giving Stargirl a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. You can read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Jonathan McKee for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Did you know that new biblical discoveries are constantly being made in the Middle East? That's one reason you'll want a copy of the new Harvest Handbook of Bible Lands by Stephen Collins and Joseph Holden. This 400-page hardcover book is the featured resource this month on this program. Here's what Pastor Skip said about author Stephen Collins in a recent teaching.
The world's best living expert on the times of Abraham and Lot and the cities of the plain goes to this church, and his name is Dr. Steve Collins. Any questions about Sodom and Gomorrah, ask him. He's been digging it for 15 years.
Archaeologist Stephen Collins and Bible scholar Joseph M. Holden have spent decades making and researching those discoveries and now offer a wealth of information based on the latest findings in this new Harvest Handbook of Bible Lands. Get your copy for a donation to the Connection of $50 or more. This Handbook of Bible Lands provides a textual and visual bird's eye view of ancient Near Eastern biblical geography, culture, history, and chronology. With the most up-to-date information from biblical and archaeological finds, this hardcover handbook has narrative-style text, numerous maps, instructive photographs, illustrations, and charts. Order your copy now by calling 800-922-1888 or go online to connectwithskip.com. The Handbook of Bible Lands will be a trusted resource for years to come. 1-800-922-1888 or connectwithskip.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our resident automotive repair expert, John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive, on the phone with us this afternoon. We hope everybody's had a great week. We'll have John here for up till 2 o'clock. John, you're very gracious to spend this time with us. I hope I didn't interrupt too much of your day. Probably,
oh, no, it's a privilege.
You know, Murphy's Law kind of takes over. One of these days they're going to canonize Murphy's Law, because as soon as you're on the radio, probably have 30 cars come in for repairs.
You know, it's just, you know, you look at it and it's like, you know what? You just take them as they come.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it is.
John, I want to ask you a little bit about, you're not just a car guy. I mean, you really love cars. And you're a Jeep person, I understand. Is that correct?
Yep. I actually, I have two. I have a 84 and an 85 CJ7. One I'm working on. The other one is already to go.
Several years ago, when Hummers were still being manufactured, and I understand they're no longer being manufactured, probably for good reason, but I saw a bunch of Jeep guys that had signs in their windows calling their vehicles Hummer rescue vehicles.
Yep, you got to pull a Hummer out.
So, John, do you get out in the boonies with your Jeeps and, you know, get on some trails and some tough climbs?
Oh, yeah.
And all that kind of thing?
Oh yeah. You know, it's fun. We'll go out, we'll four wheel in the sand, and I mean, oh yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, just to get out. But then there again, you know, the tendency is to break things.
Yeah.
So, you know, so if you're out there, you know, you better have something to get yourself out.
Yeah, there you go. And it's pretty hard to stick a Jeep, though. You can't really stick one of those things in mud, can you?
Yeah, I have.
Well, you were probably trying to drive through a lake, knowing you.
It was pretty deep.
That's hysterical. I always get a kick out of these guys driving around with the snorkels on their car, because I can't imagine going through something so deep that it's up to your windshield. That would be a little nerve-wracking.
Well, you know, what people don't understand, too, is, and you're right, I've seen the snorkels as well, and I always think in my mind, I'm like, you know what, if it, the water got up that high, it would shut down the electrical because the electrical would short out.
Oh, well, there you go. See, that's not even something I would have thought
Exactly. Once the alternator goes submersed or the ignition switch, it'll be continuity. Everything will shut down, and you're going to be drowning in that water.
Oh, my goodness. That is hysterically funny. Hey, another question from a listener, and I didn't even realize this type of vehicle exists. She writes in via email. And by the way, if you have questions for John, you want to email me, my email address is jim@abqconnect.online. Kind of an unusual extension there. But again, jim@abqconnect.online, and you can send me questions for John or any of our other guests. Here's the question. Do you work on diesel motors? I have a diesel motor on a Volkswagen. I didn't even know cars had diesel motors.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what Volkswagen got in trouble with, remember? On the 1.9 engines, they had actually, you know, altered the emissions control standards on them, saying that they all passed. That was the big Volkswagen scandal that they had here a couple years back where they had to buy them all back.
Uh-huh.
That was the diesel engine. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we do work on that. We do work on the Volkswagen diesels.
Are there anything, any concerns maintenance-wise that are different with diesel engines? I know a lot of trucks have diesel engines. I had one of those in an old Ford F-250 that I really liked, the 7-liter plus power stroke that they used to have. That thing was like having a race car, and it had so much torque, it was unbelievable. But are there
the
some?
These were bulletproof.
Yeah. What are the maintenance things you need to worry about on a diesel motor?
You know what? Here's something. Unlike on the old diesels, okay, on the newer diesels, and we've actually seen quite a few of these, especially I would say anywhere from like 06 and up, especially like on Fords and some of the General Motors. People will start, you know, because like you said, it runs good, it has a lot of torque, they will actually have a miss and you won't know it. It'll feel a little different. You'll feel a little bit of a vibration, but you really won't know it. Yeah, the check engine light's on, but yeah, it seems to run okay. When that one cylinder drops out, it starts washing out and it'll blister that cylinder and it'll destroy that motor.
Mm. Now, what kind of thing would make a cylinder miss? Is that an
injector go out?
Oh, an injector.
Because the injectors now are not pressurized like back in the day, like, you know, an old 7.3, that was actually, you know, they didn't have the electronic injectors. They were pressure, I'm talking about the real, real early 7.3s because some of the later ones, yeah, they were all electronic. But, you know, when an injector goes out, it's just like a fuel injector now. It's all controlled electronically. You know, by coils and windings, you know, it's injecting fuel in there. Now, if sometimes the pentel on the bottoms, you know, of the injector will stick and it'll just flood the cylinder with fuel and it'll, you know, it'll sit there and, you know, just, you know, emulsify the cylinder.
Mm. And how would they, you know, would they know? Is that a kind of a routine check that you guys would do if they bring their vehicle in?
No, I mean, only if you're checking, you know, and some of the, obviously the newer models, because EPA really got into them, you know, anything from 06 and up, if you're experiencing any kind of roughness in it, get it checked out immediately. Don't keep driving.
Mm.
You know, get it checked out, especially if your check engine light's on, because, you know, it's amazing. You don't even have to go that far for it to actually ruin the engine.
Mm. John, how about spending?
Those are really, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to ask you about this money people spend on, you know, we spend a lot of money on supplements for our body, but there's just about as many supplements for cars. There's gas treatments and oil treatments. Is any of that worth the money?
Some are, some aren't. And I hate to say that because, you know, I mean, how do you know? I'm not into what I call snake oil, mm-hmm. you know, to adding, you know, additives to this or to that. But there are some that actually do work. Mm-hmm. You know, I know BG products are really good. You know, like some for different reasons, but like Marvel Mystery Oils, you know, Seafoam. You know, stuff like that, you know, in the right applications, they're good. But some people will say, well, if it's good here, it must be good over here. And that's the answer is no. You know, like Seafoam is good for your fuel. to run an engine off seafoam. They do have injection cleaning, you know, to run it off that. BG products, like I said, most all the BG products I stand behind because they're really good. You know, some oiled additives and different things like that. Even the transmission for, you know, friction modifiers are great, you know, in the BG products. But I'm not a big, big fan of it. The only thing that I've seen that you need to be careful of is that when people say, oh, this oil will go, like, you know, double the mileage, you got to be real careful on that, real, real careful.
So if somebody's advertising, I mean, you've shared with us in the past that normally people will change their oil sometime around 3,000 miles.
Right.
And yet there are manufacturers that are advertising, oh, this is a 12,000-mile motor oil, or this engine is so bulletproof you don't need to change your oil but once a year. You have big question marks
right.
about those kinds of advertising, right?
Huge, huge, because when I see them come in here, you know, I mean, whether it be Toyota, Dodge, Ford, Chevrolet, you know, Honda, whatever it is, and I've had several customers will come in and say, you know what, I'm using oil. I don't see any smoke, but I'm using oil. So what we'll do is we'll do an oil change for them, and we'll show them on the dipstick. I'm like, okay, here's the mark. What we want you to do is go 500 miles and then come back, and we want to check that level and see where it is. And they'll come back. And it will be like, you know, all of a sudden it will be a half a quart low.
Wow.
And so we call to the manufacturer and say, hey, you know, we got a problem here. I think it's going to be a warranty issue. This car is using oil. And they've told us, says, nope, that's within manufacturer specifications.
Oh, wow.
And so then, you know, who do you argue with then? Because they're saying, nope, that's the way it's designed. So if I don't check my oil, and it's using oil, and I go the full 2,000 miles, that means in 2,000 miles, I'm 2 quarts low.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And so now that engine that you said was bulletproof, that didn't need this or didn't need that, and the oil is now out of oil, and now you're going to look at me and say, well, you ran it out of oil.
Yeah.
So that's where my question is always to check. You know, I don't take anybody's word for it. I always keep checking, always keep checking. And then when I see the oils that say they're going to last forever and they come in here and within, you know, so many miles they're black as tar, you know, well, the oil's breaking down. It's losing its viscosity. You know, it's, you know, the lubricity of the oil is gone.
Yeah.
And you're saying this is still going to last? And the answer is no.
How often do you find people putting the wrong liquid, like they put power steering fluid in their transmission or they do something goofy like that? That can really destroy your car as well, right?
Yeah. You know, I would say the worst thing catastrophic-wise as far as with anything is when I've seen someone put a petroleum-based product, whether it be power steering, generally power steering fluid, into their brake reservoir. Because those don't mix, and you know, brake fluid and any kind of petroleum base. So if you do that, you got to replace everything rubber on the vehicle because it'll swell up the rubber and your brakes can fail on you if not lock up.
And the simple solution is to call John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, 505-892-2300. John, I just got a text from a listener that says, tell us about the sticker on the inside of the driver's door that gives tire pressure and other information.
Very, very good to have. Very good to have. Especially, you know, because a lot of people are changing tire sizes. You'll go to discount or you'll go to a tire place, Firestone, whatever, and they'll say, well, this tire will do. Well, you know, and then you look at your tire size, and it's like, okay, I got things that's going on now with the car, and it could be related because you're not back at the right tire size. Those are actually manufacturer specifications for tire size, inflation, cold, hot, load, everything. And that's very important to look at. I mean, and a lot of people don't even know it's there.
Yeah. John, thanks so much for your time today.
No problem.
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 892-2300. They are at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.